Courage to change. One day at a time. In Al-Anon. March 13th. I'm apt to think of step 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings, as a step I take tearfully and on my knees. I've had that experience, but I want to entertain the possibility that step 7 might be taken with joy, and even humor. Sometimes the sign that I have actually gotten humble enough to ask my higher power to remove a shortcoming is that I can laugh about it. Suddenly, a past action or decision of mine seems ludicrous, and I can stop taking myself so seriously. When this happens, I realize that my higher power has lessened the impact of another shortcoming. Real change often announces itself to me in the form of a belly laugh. So the next time I want to tear my hair out because I haven't gotten rid of some nagging shortcoming, I'll try to lighten up and see how silly my intensity can be. When I'm willing to step back and see humor even in the areas that fall short of my expectations, I get out of the way and give my higher power room to work. Today's reminder: desperation and pain can certainly lead me to humility, but in Al-Anon, I'm cultivating a new and eager willingness to follow my higher power's guidance. Because I am willing, I am freer to learn from all of life's lessons, not just the ones that hurt. Humbly means seeing myself in true relation to my fellow man and to God. How Al-Anon works for families and friends of alcoholics. From the book, Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.